Welcome to the Decatur City Church Podcast. Today we're continuing our series of devotionals around John's perspective on the Christmas story. If you missed previous weeks or want to check out even more Christmas content from Decatur City, just head to decaturcity.org/Christmas. For today, I'm going to hand it over to our friend Sherita Harkness as she focuses on the incredible new community that was born with Christ on that first Christmas.
Ever feel out of place? Are there people who make you feel less than welcome? It's an experience most of us have at some point, and the consequences of being on the receiving end of that kind of rejection or judgment or even outright prejudice can stay with us our whole lives. It happens because human beings are tribal creatures. We gravitate towards people who share our experiences, ideas, and social status, and we feel threatened by those who don't. It sounds a little like high school, but it doesn't always go away in adulthood, does it? We've been talking about the state of the world leading up to that very first Christmas when John tells us that the Word of God entered our world in the person of Jesus. And so I'm sure it's not surprising when I say that ancient cultures were dominated by these same social games. They determined a person's value based on who their parents were, what their net worth was, or whether they looked like the people in power. There were even people who fully believed that religious salvation was purely a product of a person's nationality. You had to be born in the right place or you were out. So basically, every part of existence, from whether you could own property to what happened to you in the afterlife, was based on birth, blood, or social status. Which is why it was so remarkable that when John describes the process of Jesus coming to earth, he tells us that to all those who believed, he gave the right to become children of God, born not of natural descent nor human will, but born of God. This is so revolutionary that we tend to miss it. The new kind of community Jesus came to make possible wasn't based upon nationality, ethnicity, family heritage, or social status. This was an inclusive community united by a belief in the God of love. And the result was unprecedented. In one of the most fragmented societies in history, a group of believers from an incredible array of social classes and ethnic backgrounds came together with the goal of showing others the grace Jesus had shown to them. Possibly for the first time in history, we see a diverse community gathered around the goal of living for the benefit of other people. Since then, followers of Jesus have often gotten distracted by the temptation to form tribes and impose what John calls the will of men onto other people. Yet the vision and desire for the community we find so beautifully described in John 1 remains the same. God is love. And he invites us to partner with him, working together to redeem a world where it often feels like everything is broken. The Christmas season is a reminder of our call to become children of God. This Christmas, let's adopt each other in grace, love, truth, understanding, inclusivity, joy, and peace as a family in Christ.